Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. Today marks the baptism of Jesus and we're reading Isaiah 42, verses 1 to 9, and Matthew 3, verses 13 to 17. The passage from Isaiah tells us of the prophecy of one who will come to bring about justice, and we hear of the Holy Spirit descending on Jesus like a dove in our gospel. We have John's conversation with Jesus, the only gospel account that includes this, as John protests, "But why are you coming to me to be baptized? It should be the other way around." Let's start with Isaiah, the prophecy to Israel of one who will come to bring a new kingdom. God says, "I am the Lord, I have called you to righteousness. I will give you a covenant, a light for the nations. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to carved idols." The voice of God is reminding the people of God's supremacy, of God's refusal to allow or acknowledge any challenge from other idols that the people might worship. The one whom God will call God's servant will have God's Spirit in him, will be an extension of God's own self. This servant will be steadfast and gentle, and will be given as a covenant for all people, a binding force to bring all into righteousness. God's chosen servant will be the one who brings about a new order, one who will not grow tired or discouraged, and whose ultimate goal will be to bring forth justice on the earth. And then let's look at the baptism story. First of all, we know right away that Matthew will be telling this story to highlight the way that Jesus is connected to his Jewish roots. There have been many discussions over the millennia about this story. People have asked why Jesus came to be baptized in the first place. John's baptism was a baptism for the remission of sins, a baptism of repentance. So if Jesus was God and sinless, why would he need this? Over many years, some people have had the opinion that perhaps up to this point, Jesus was simply human and had the usual human sins that a person amasses in their life. Maybe it was at this moment when the Spirit descended on him that he was made or became God. I disagree with this point of view myself. I believe that Jesus was already fully divine and already fully human. Even John himself recognized the special nature of Jesus, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" In his reply, Jesus explained the reason for his baptism. He was doing it because God wanted him to. This action was necessary to fulfill all righteousness. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The voice of God is speaking not to Jesus himself, but to John and to any of the others gathered at the banks of the Jordan. The voice of God lets them and us know that God and Christ are one. Jesus was God all along. There was no need for him to be baptized as a mark of repentance. But Jesus is also fully human, and as a mark of solidarity with all of us, he let himself be immersed in the baptismal waters. In the year 1534, the theologian Martin Luther wrote about the baptism of Jesus in this way. He said, "God in heaven poured himself out when Christ was baptized. There is no longer a dividing line between God and us, for he has descended into the baptismal waters." The voice of God proclaiming Christ as the beloved one in whom God is well pleased declares to all of us publicly the divinity of Jesus. In this baptism, the covenant that Isaiah spoke about is brought to fruition. We Christians are a covenant people, and our sacrament of baptism, recalling the baptism of Christ, gives us an opportunity to retell the story and allows the heavens to open on us. The ministry of Christ was initiated by his baptism by John, and in our own baptisms, we are called to begin our lives as members of the Christian family. We begin our ministries in our own special and unique ways. Jesus stepped into the waters of the Jordan because he knew that showed solidarity with the world's people was the right thing to do. When we take part in our own baptisms, and when we bring our children for baptism, We do the same thing. We state publicly our intention to be a part of his ministry to all, bounded and sheltered in the family of Christ, and called to bring the good news of God's love and grace to all the world. Thanks be to God. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King. St. Paul's Warkworth, come in and have your answers questioned.